This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. I'm Jessica Pfeiffer, and as always, I'm joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Morning, Jessica. You doing okay?
I'm good. Well, and you know what? This is actually a carryover from last week's episode. Last week, we talked about the freedoms list. This week, we are clarifying the expectations and consequences list, which is very different. And we want to make sure that we had two episodes so we could really, reiterate how different they are and what each one holds.
That's a good goal, because the freedoms list comes first. It's actually in some ways more important. And secondly, you do not blend these two lists together. This is a very different list.
Okay, so explain to me, why don't you define the expectations and consequences list and explain to me why you think it's so important for parents to implement this.
It's basically the limits, the rules in your house. You can't do this. You can't do that. There's nothing wrong with that in your household, but the way you do it can be either ineffective or effective. I think I mentioned last week that I was recently talking to a dad that was still doing the, hey, this is the rule. You're supposed to blank. So do it. Do it now. And he was getting very angry and all this kind of stuff. And his son was bowing up and so forth. So the way he was doing it was becoming ineffective. You can kind of push an 8-year-old around with your voice. But with teenagers, you need to be clear what is the expectation and what is the consequence that will happen if you do it. And there's really three main goals for this. The first is to reduce conflict. The thing that really you know needs to go on your list is that thing we keep arguing about over and over again. No, we said your phone isn't in your room. We said that, which, by the way, happens a bunch. Something about phone, they're constantly pushing. And so it's best to write it out so it's clear, but then also write out, and this will be the consequence if you fail to follow that, because it reduces conflict. Secondly, is that it helps your teenager to develop responsibility. Instead of, we said this is the rule, but once again, you're right. Your ride didn't get you home when they said they would. That's not your fault. We'll make exception after exception after exception. That ends up kind of entitling this teenager that any problem that you have out there that keeps you from following what we expect from you here, that always gets taken into consideration and you're not actually responsible for yourself. That's not a good message. You want to go, gee, I'm really sorry. This is the third week in a row that your friends got you home late and you're grounded or you have, reduced time out. What are you going to do about that? Rather than, okay, I do feel bad for you. So that develops responsibility. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, it facilitates independence. It really does leave them to figure out, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle this? So that means that what will be on your expectation, what we require of you, needs to be the things you really mean and not a whole bunch of extra stuff. It needs to be stuff that you really are going to put consequences on if you don't do it. But not necessarily just every little thing. It needs to be something that counts. So make sure that you are not overburdening them with stuff.
So it occurs to me that when we talked last week about the freedoms list, there are a lot of things as parents that we're acknowledging that we have worked our way out of their life in for those
That's right.
freedoms, right? And so as a parent, it's pretty much across the board the same between all four of my kids that the freedoms list is going to look the same for each one of them,
Based on your
essentially.
age, yeah.
Based on your age, this is where you go, what you get, the privileges or not privileges, the freedoms
The
that you
freedom.
have at
Yeah.
each level. But this list is actually a little more specific to each of my kids and maybe their personalities and the things that we fight about, the things that we struggle with each of them. So
That's a
what
good
might be a
point.
problem for one kid is not necessarily going to need to be on the list for the other kid because
That's a very good point.
they don't have an issue with it or it's not a problem in our house with them.
Or it's
So
not risen to the level of something we need to write down and clarify the consequence for.
right.
This kid keeps pushing that. This kid, that's not really as much an issue, even though the basic expectations are the same. But we don't necessarily have to write it out and put it down because we're not having that problem with this kid.
And if
Yeah,
you
that's
have
a good
more than
point.
one kid, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. Like maybe, certain issues are really big with one kid and it just is a constant pushing back and forth with them. And then another one, it's never even come up, And so
Yeah,
you realize as a
that's a
parent,
really good
it's
point.
not exactly the same. So the expectations list should be really unique, almost like a fingerprint to your family, right? I mean,
Yes.
or to your relationship with each individual kid, because it might be different. You could sometimes overlap, but not always with each
Yeah, it's
kid.
the discipline issues that keep coming up that need to, the and is important that you want to clarify. Then that's what goes on the list. But that's a really good point. It's not the same for every kid. But certain things are, like curfew at this age is pretty much the same. But for example, you have that kid that keeps pushing all the time, 5 minutes late, 12 minutes late, all that stuff. Then the other kid that kind of doesn't go out at all. And as a matter of fact, every time she does, we just say, well, what time's the movie over? Then how about 11? Is that it? We have a kind of agreed upon each time. That can be, I still encourage parents when your teenager gets older to set a curfew anyway, so that it's not always a cooperative, you know, everything. There's certain, it's actually better if it's just, look, you said you'll do this and that's up to you, but you have to be home by this time. But you wouldn't necessarily have the real clear deal of 1 to 5 minutes or 1 to 15 minutes late, you get this consequence. That would be the kid that's pushing it. And the other one, you may not have to put it on there because we're not having that problem. It is something to do is it sometimes happens when parents get the power of an expectation of consequences list. They kind of get it. It happens sometimes. It goes to your head and you're like, yeah. And come to think of it, you should wear a tie every day. And you're like, wait. That's not really what you want to be doing.
Well, and in some ways, this is also like where you would put specific maybe chores list, sort of like what I think
That's
of when
right.
my kids were little and we used to have the stars, we'd have this little grid
Yes,
of like
yes.
you take out the trash and then you get a star. So some
I
of
get
this
a pizza at the end of the
is
week or whatever.
yes, you get $1 for every five
Yay.
things you do right. So this is kind of where you're going to have those sorts of things where it's family, tasks and things that need to be done around the house as well, and the expectations of what you're going to do to participate in our family life,
That's
right?
right.
So this is sort of think of this as your kind of your chores list, but then also where you're going to place things that if you don't do this and this is what you've agreed upon to do or what we've expected
Or
you to
what we
do.
told you to do.
Yeah, what you do, because sometimes they don't agree,
That's right.
then this is what's going to happen because these things have to be taken care of, whether you like it or not, as part of your responsibility as being a member of our family. So,
And I'm really glad you brought up the stars thing because that happens sometimes. What about positive reinforcement for a teenager? Positive reinforcement for a teenager is autonomy. If you handle these things, we'll leave you alone. It's you're doing it and you don't hear from us. That is the reward. The idea of adding extra, like we'll give you $5 more if you do it early, that's kind of patronizing and demeaning. It really is, like you said, you're an adult in this house. This is your role. So we just expect you to do this. And we hope, we assume we won't have any problems. But if you again go to bed and you didn't empty the dishwasher, we're not reminding you, then it'll cost you a buck. And if you leave for school the next day and you still haven't done it, you're going to lose your phone that afternoon. So if it goes well, we're leaving you alone because that's what the reward for teenagers is.
So let's give parents a few ideas of what we're talking about with these expectations. And I know, like we said, this is specific to your family and to your kids, for the most part. So there are a lot of times where what we might mention might be great for one kid, but totally doesn't matter for another kid. So
That's
one
right.
of the things you mentioned was must be in the car and ready for school at 8 a.m. So let's say you have to be at work and your kids have to be ready and we're out the door at such and such a time. Well, I have some kids that are up at 6 o'clock. If they have to be out the door at 8, they're up at 6 and they're going to be ready and they're almost anxious about being at school on time. There's no problem with them getting in the car on time. Then there's the other kid that is 8:10 every single morning, right? That the whole family is waiting in the car with the car running and I'm backing out slowly trying to signal that we're going to leave them behind, right?
Yeah,
So
that's a really good example, by the way.
yeah, so there are different kids, and so you may not need this on your list for your specific teenager that you're addressing these issues with, and you may need all of them on your list for other teenagers. So
So with that, let's
if you
think
would
about that.
walk
So
through that, yes.
the up and ready for school by a certain time, it actually goes with the freedom of you go to bed when you think you should, as in that's now up to you. And then we put on that freedoms list that there will be consequences if you're not ready the next day. And that's what's now on this list. This is if you're not up and ready by X o'clock, then this is what we'll do. And that varies from teenager to, definitely varies from young teenager to older teenager. I think I've mentioned on this podcast before, by senior year, my son, it was up to him whether he got to school or not. We weren't going to mess with it. He knew to get to school, but he ran late a lot. He also was supposed to bring his sisters to school. So we had basically, if he ran late and made his sisters late, that cost him a dollar each time he didn't leave the house by the time agreed to. And there were, I think I mentioned, there were many mornings that I stood in the kitchen going, I smell a dollar. No, you don't. No, you don't. And he would rush out, you know, because he was not going to be fine. But I wasn't saying, you need to hurry. It wasn't my deal. And then it was $5 if he was late enough that we had to take his sisters to school. That's a taxi fee. So if it's too late. So that thing you're saying where we're slowly backing out, if you overdo that, you're going to be really frustrated with that one teenager that keeps almost making us late. The alternative is to be really clear, we're leaving at this time. If you manage to be 1 minute or whatever late and we're still there, that's lucky for you, but you still owe me a dollar that morning. You were late. And if you say 8:10, 8:11 should mean something. Now, that's a good example of what sounds mean. Well, I don't want to get into finding. Well, then don't say 8:10. On the expectations list, that's the whole thing. If you know, most of the time when parents struggle with yelling, it's because they're not willing to pull the trigger on small violations with small consequences, you know. And but if you know what the bigger thing is to say, and if it is late and we've left, then we're going, and this is what will happen. And that's the important thing, is to let that slowpoke know that what'll happen is that whatever works in your family, I'll come back, I'll take you. But you don't have your phone that afternoon after 7 or whatever grounding for phone is in your house because you know you missed it. Or you know, some parents, it's really not as weird as you think. You need to take your bicycle. I'm not taking you. You know, something that is a real consequence that when I said we're leaving. I'm not kidding. But you know what I mean? Does that sound too rough?
No, well, you know what, Dr. Ken, that's the part I struggle with is that as a parent, I don't want to hassle with the consequences sometimes. Right?
That
I don't
is
want to hassle
exactly
with the
right.
taking the dollar. It feels like one more thing I have to remember, one more rule I have to enforce, and I feel tired by it. But I also know that if I do that a few times, I don't have to keep doing that in general.
That's exactly right. And you have to show that. Like, I'm happy to do this. I wouldn't announce I smell a dollar because I was pretending like I was eager to be getting a dollar from my son. Well, not I wasn't, but I did want to signal that, no, I'm not kidding. I'm going to fine you for this. and it kept him motivated. And very often, yeah, especially that they left me. Yeah, I told you I would leave you. You do that once, maybe twice, and they know you will. Then, because this also means you won't get into long discussions of, listen, this morning I had told you that I have, and you want to be caring and listen and say, well, I can understand that. And so we'll be careful. You're signaling we don't actually mean this, and you aren't really responsible. And you don't do that with teenagers. With little kids, sure. I mean, there's a difference in kind of teaching and all that, but these are young adults, and we said the family needs you to be ready at 8:10. You weren't, and I left.
Well, I think that's the other thing is as a parent, and I think different personalities are different. Certainly my husband and I are different in this area where I listen to my kids' excuses and I think, oh, well, they had a real reason to
Right.
not follow through on this. And my husband's like, it doesn't matter what the reason it was. I get in trouble if I don't have my stuff done. It doesn't matter if I've had a hard time or if my
Very
day's been
common.
busy. You know, I
Yes.
still get in trouble for not having my things done. So you're going to have to pay the consequences, whether it's your fault, somebody else's fault, and extenuating circumstances, you figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's part of it as a parent is to model that for our kids that there is a point, and it's, let's say, go back to our example, 8:01, and when my alarm goes off on my phone and you're still here and you hear it and you haven't left for school, then that is a dollar for me or
That's
whatever.
on you.
But Dr. Ken, times have changed and you got to charge more money. Like a dollar's not going to
Am I
do it
using
anymore.
old school?
It's going to be like $5 or my kids
Yeah,
aren't going
that's
to
a good point.
care.
It really varies. I've had kids that made a bunch of money off Etsy and stuff, and the parents were fining them $10 and $20 for small things because, he had
Because,
hundreds. So,
yes, so it mattered to them, right? You have to figure out what matters
Yeah, that's a
to
good
them.
point. That's very good.
And when we have these consequences and these expectations, kind of thinking back to our just a few seconds ago when we were talking about it, you kind of have to decide as a parent, and you know, if you're married with your spouse, how important is this, and are we both going to be on the same page? Because if we're
Right.
not, then let's not even put this down, because they're going to see
Right.
through it. They're going to see through it when we don't follow through or when we listen to all the excuses and take it all into account, you
And
know.
those
And
need to be
so we have to be
made
on the same
into,
page.
well, it needs to be made into communication advice. So I had some parents along a few months ago where their son had a girlfriend and they were concerned about it and whatever. And they could see at a basketball game, she'd sit in front of him and lean into his lap. And it was just, I mean, they weren't do anything sexual, but it was very familiar and it was embarrassing to them. And that's a good example of something that is sort of not okay, but you really want to ask yourself, what's effective here? Are we actually going to be effective by going, if I see her lean into your lap again, then we are going to, number one, are you really going to do that? Are you actually going to ground him? Because I told her she had her, you were holding hands. Well, you didn't say holding hands. Or do you actually let that young adult know that, you know what, you're too old for me to be telling you what's going on here or what you must do on something like that? So this isn't a have-to thing. But I got to tell you, it embarrasses me. And I also told those parents that the dad needs to talk to the son about, I know what that means when there's a, if you're that familiar in public, then dude, I can tell that means we're getting very familiar in private, and I'm concerned about that. And those are valuable actual communication only if you start by saying the words I'm about to tell you are not leading up to a consequence. We have decided that you're too old for us to try to actually make a punishment here. Then your words can really be listened to. The middle ground is what's usually happening. I don't like that. I don't like you doing that with her. I don't think you should. Well, is this a have to or is this advice? Well, I'm just telling you, listen, God watches you. Okay, that's not going to be listened to because you didn't start by saying, this is a thing that we are putting on your expectations list. You have to do this. And there's a bunch of stuff you really aren't going to be effective putting it on that list, and much more effective to calm their constant paranoid fear. Are you gonna make me? You gonna make me? Gonna make me? No, I am not going to make you, but I do want to talk to you about it.
Well, and then the things that you do decide to make them do, whether it be taking out the trash on a certain day as their responsibility, or, you know, that they, you know, don't make certain grades, you know, that there are some expectations about the grades that you're going to make, and there's a minimum level that we'll accept and tolerate, and there will be consequences if the grades are
And you
lower than
do it
this.
every time.
Whether, yeah, it, as a parent, it's helpful to say, this is the stuff I'm going to care about, and the other stuff I'm just going to let it be advice. You know,
So
I'm
that
not
they
going to
hear from you if
determine.
you, that's right. And if you say it's got that this is a have to, they know you mean it. And that gets all into that. The reason you put a consequence there is that you are no longer a policeman. You're not trying to make sure that grade stays up. You're a judge. You're letting them know that if you commit the household crime of more than two C's, then you will lose your electronics during the week for the next 3 weeks, whatever your thing is. And you're not going to argue. But it was a 79. I told you that third one was a 79. She said it really was a, yeah, that's a drag for you to have 3 weeks of no electronics for a mistake your teacher made. What do you think you should do? That's very, it adds in a way, its own way, the same message that the Freedoms List says. It says these are things that we absolutely expect you to handle. And when you don't, these are the consequences that will be. They're not always huge consequences. For example, if it is 8:01 and we're leaving, then do it. Don't wait until you're angry and every once in a while do it. Do it every time because teenagers, like children, are really good at knowing. She said, hurry up, you have to come right now, but that's not actually true. She's not mad enough, I can tell. You know, that kind of stuff happens in households all the time. Do it. Do it consistently. Make sure that your rule is something that you feel the expectation you feel comfortable with, and that you and your spouse both agree, yeah, no, if this happens, we will pull the trigger on this.
Okay, so as a parent, I know one of the things I struggle with the most is that I use my voice, my talking as punishment,
Yes.
right? I get upset about something, I raise my voice, or I lecture them as punishment for whatever I didn't want them to do. But you're saying we need to
Yes.
have actual consequences, not our voice, not a lecture from mom and dad. And this is where our kids were right. We actually do sit there and think of terrible ways to punish them for all the things
Yeah,
that they did
that's
wrong.
a loving thing to do is to be creative because you can't take the phone and car every time. You know, also have lesser, like, you know, I call it lesser wet missiles in your back pocket that fit the, you know, you just dropped an F-bomb. Whoa, that's not great, but it's not horrible. So put some, you know, be prepared for a lesser consequence.
Well, and I think that's a hard as a parent because you're right. I do think about, well, the phone is so easy. You want to take it away for everything because you know it's meaningful.
That's right.
But there are a lot of things that we need to think about ahead of time too, because you get frustrated and worked up and emotional about things. And
Yes.
in the moment, you just make ridiculous, rash statements about what you're going to take away forever
I know.
instead of having a real plan. And you look stupid in front of your kid because
And
your kid
that's
is like, I'm
exactly
not going to be
anger.
grounded forever.
Anger just proves to your kid that you're a bully, you're not really an authority, which is what they thought all along. So it is
Yes.
less effective when you get angry. Yeah, it really is.
So, yes, there were some things too. You have a chart in your book, which I think this is good and helpful as a parent to go over. Things that your parent enjoy, or there, I'm sorry, things that your teenager enjoys, and then
Yes.
the importance to them. And so looking at those things, whether it be allowance or the video games or maybe the use of the car or going over to friends' houses or being involved in certain activities that you could take away if the consequences warrant that, right? And
That's
so
right.
thinking through that as a parent, and that's going to be also very specific to your family, to your kid, the things that are important to them, you know, is going to be different for your son than your daughter or whatever, say,
That's right.
that you need to think about those things and have a list of those things so that when you are frustrated and ready to use your voice to punish them, you step back and say, wait a second, you know what? You're not allowed to go to your friend's house this weekend because
That's right.
that was on the consequences list. And, you know, I said that, you know, if you didn't do the chores that I'd asked you to do this week and you had the list, you knew what you were to do, no going to your friend's house. So
Yes.
that it helps instead of using your voice to yell at them or tell them how you're not going to put up with this one more time and you get a pass this week, but not next
Yes.
week.
Yes.
It's
Yes.
really lame. It's
Well,
really lame when I think about it, but this is what I do a lot.
what's weird is that it signals to your teenager that this parent is very emotionally connected to my doing okay. And it's impossible not to exploit that. It's much appropriately scary when you're very calm going, I know this was a big weekend for you. I hate that for you. What, but I'm not rethinking it. I'm telling you, that's the consequence we told you. As a matter of fact, what's, it's a good point that you're missing this thing your friends are doing. But here's a better point. How come you've done this 6 times now, I think? You can't manage to keep your even a minimum grade, whatever the limit is, you're calmly saying it. If you're angrily yelling it, and definitely you really want to use very few words when you're giving the consequence, that's not the time for a speech. If you need to review that, one of the early episodes we did was my kids, adult kids, talking about how'd I do? And I asked them, did I make speeches? And they all went, oh yeah, you made speeches. And I said, okay, well, then were my speeches helpful? And it was my middle girl, the one that was still calls me daddy, said, I remember that you made speeches. I don't remember anything you said in your speeches. And it's like, ouch. It's just not effective.
It's not. And hopefully you don't have to make a lot of speeches, because if you've got your consequences listed out,
That's right.
your kid already knows what's coming down the
That's
pipe, right?
exactly
Like,
right.
if I'm late for curfew, then this is what's going to happen. There's no like, well, what are they going to do now? Like, how are they going to respond? Are they going to
Right,
let me off the hook?
right.
It's hopefully just going to be so easy. So I have a daughter that recently made below the minimum level of grades, so her phone is taken away for a period of time. Well, when we, talked about it, there was actually no emotion from her. I mean, she was sad. There was emotion, but I'm not saying there was no
She
like
knew it was
raised
coming.
voices or upsetting. I was like, oh man, we got the grades back today. She knew it was coming. It was not a surprise. This is what happens when your grades are below this minimum level. And like, does she beg every day? Okay, yes. When can we please? No, and so we had to have a conversation about that as well. Like, you're not going to beg me for the next period of time
That's a
that
good point.
your phone is taken away.
That's
I'm not going to
exactly
listen
right.
to that. And if you continue with that, I'll take away other things, because I'm not listening to that for this period of time.
That's
So.
belligerence, and every once in a while you actually have to implement that. Rarely do you actually have to, because if you just don't respond to it, they'll stop. But and remember that consequence of the if you don't keep your minimum grades up, that goes along with a freedoms list that says we're going to stop nagging you and trying to make you study the right way. You're too old for that. And so on your con expectation consequences list will be the minimum grades you need to keep up.
And then as a parent, you just respond to the situation as it comes. And I find that very freeing, Dr. Ken, because
Yeah.
I get tired of being a nag. And I would say,
Yeah.
particularly now that I'm on my fourth kid entering, the younger years of teenager, she's 14 and a half, but I'm real tired. And so when I think about, oh, I don't have to nag her about certain things anymore, because she knows what to expect when she doesn't, do what she's supposed to do. It's really freeing as a parent to have this kind of a list,
Half of
to live
wisdom
by.
is just getting tired.
Yes, I don't want to nag anybody, and I just want to have some consistent rules, and she knows what to expect, and I know what to expect, and we go on about our lives.
That's
So,
right, perfect.
Dr. Ken, thank you so much for clarifying this expectations and consequences list for us. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's episode about freedoms list, please listen to that first. Well, now that
Right.
you're at the end of the episode, maybe re-listen
Right.
to it and then listen to it in order so that you can understand how they work together, but they are absolutely not the same thing.
And
So.
there's suggestions on the expectations list, and just like with the freedoms list, there's appendices in there. I've gone through all of this stuff about how do we, what about this rule and that. So there's just lots of implications that it's probably in the book. I've just been doing this for a long time. Maybe not, but it's probably in there.
Yes. Well, Dr. Ken, you have the experience of literally hundreds of families and thousands of kids that have, probably tossed everything at you about, well,
Seen
what
it
if they do
all.
this? Versus me with my measly four kids that,
Measly four. Yeah.
I only have four personalities that I'm dealing with, and four
Right.
kids that are testing me and trying me. But you've
Right.
seen it all. And so having the appendices helps parents to see, okay, these are some of the options. These are the things I need to think about as I'm making these lists. And if you don't have Dr. Ken's book, I'm going to go ahead and, say you should get it. It's Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, and it's the second edition. It's a yellow book with a big smile or big mouth with braces on it,
Yeah, make
which
sure you
looks.
don't accidentally get the old version, which is still occasionally available out there. It doesn't have all this, not like
No,
this.
and it's so helpful to have ideas and examples so that parents know what what you're thinking about as you're making these lists and can sit down
Yeah.
together. So weekend one, you were making your freedoms list. Weekend two, you're doing your expectations and consequences list with your kids, and that way you all are kind of on the same page. You've got it written down, and you're helping marriages here because you're on the same page with your spouse in the
Right,
parenting,
right.
and so I think having these out, having them on paper or on your notes app on your phone is really helpful for everybody to be on the same page. So thank you, Dr. Kim. This was a great conversation.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you for listening today. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com. If you enjoy this podcast, would you mind leaving us a review? This is how others find our podcast.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.